Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. Welcome. Super happy that you're here. I'm hoping that you're a new listener. And if you are, super excited that you're here, that you've discovered this podcast. If you have, we are, I think, in our eighth season, maybe ninth. I lose track. We are in episode 384. So we've got a lot of episodes. And they're short, as you can imagine, because I wrote a book called Brief. They're not long. Go back and listen to past episodes. There's a whole smattering of them. This podcast was inspired by courses that we teach at the Brief Lab. I started this business in 2013. I've been in business for almost 20 years now, but I started the Brief Lab in 2013 to help people, professionals, business leaders, military leaders, government leaders, to be more clear and concise in their communication. And the Brief Lab is our learning platform, our teaching platform. We teach in a dedicated facility in Southern Pines, North Carolina, near Fort Bragg. And we also teach on site. So we go off all over the place, all over the world, actually. And then we teach online. So we have a whole bunch of courses. So if you're interested in our courses, just go to thebrieflab.com. And you send us an info request. I'll get those. And then we can parse them out to have somebody follow up with them. But we teach courses to small groups and teams. We're a team-based business. And if you've been here before to the podcast, I'm super happy you're back. This podcast, actually, it was inspired by somebody in one of our classes told me, you know, you should do a podcast. And I asked why. And they thought, well, because we need things to sustain the learning that we've done in the classes as an ongoing way of getting better at the skill of being an intentional communicator, a brief communicator. And I'm like, absolutely, let's do it. So I did some research about podcasting, and I made the decision not to have any guests, because not because I don't like guests, but it just made it a lot easier to stay on topic and on time and not create too many logistical delays. So it's just me talking to you about these topics that really matter. And in our last podcast, we talked about jumpstarting innovation in a day, and I gave kind of a do-it-yourself guide to doing that in anticipation of a program that we will have developed called a Quiet Innovation Lab, which is like a day-long experience where we help people really accelerate innovation by using brief together techniques and quiet works techniques apart, so that people can think about things alone and talk about them in small groups and then think about what they talked about and refine and go back and forth. That's what we did in our last podcast. And this one, my topic is the loneliness of excellence. The loneliness of excellence. Why? Because if we want to achieve a higher impact, whether it's being an elite communicator or a great leader or a person who's really making a profound difference in the world, we need more time alone to get ready. And this topic of the loneliness of excellence was inspired by an Instagram reel. And I'm going to play this for you in a second. In this, this is a sports show. And on the sports show, they're interviewing a Hall of Fame NFL American football quarterback named Drew Brees. And Drew Brees went to college at Purdue University, where one of my daughters went to college, and played football for the New Orleans Saints. And just listen to this comment in this interview, because it really inspired me to think about how can you take it to the next level.
If I got to tell this again, man, it's incredible. Because so I got to see an inside look of what makes him different. Years ago, you know, middle of your playing career, Sean Payton and I were downtown in New Orleans about 9:30 at night. And Sean says, oh, man, I forgot something back at the office. And the office is what, 45 minutes from downtown? Yeah. So we go all the way back on a Friday night. 10:15, we get there. There is one light on in the Saints facility, and it is him. 10:15 at night, watching film, studying. I said, dude, what are you doing here? And he looks at me and he says, sometimes trying to be great is lonely. I said, wow. I am so stealing that.
I love that.
He was so trying to be great, he was great.
I had to get an edge somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Honestly, I felt like you had to feel like you earned the right to win before you ever stepped on the field.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
That was part of that preparation.
And it's one of the only things you control.
Yes.
Being prepared.
I love that. The quote, sometimes trying to be great is lonely. And when Drew Brees said that, and the guy says, I absolutely want to quote that. It's true. If you want to be great, it's going to be lonely. There's a loneliness of excellence. And what he was saying is before he would step on the field, he had to do something to earn that right. And I would want you to think, maybe not before you step on the field, but before you step in the boardroom, before you open your mouth, before you make a decision, before you react, before you write something, before you decide to make a change, what have you done to prepare? And one of the biggest things that I've learned in teaching the skills of brevity and clarity for the last 15 years is one of the biggest things that is missing for people to take it to another level, an elite level, is preparation. People don't spend enough time preparing. And this is the noise in our life, which is what inspired me to write Noise, which is you're so consumed with doing and chasing and busyness and activity and the day-to-day noise that drives our life that we can't break from it. And that ultimately inspired me to start thinking about the role of quiet. And I started doing it. I started using quiet to prepare, to think, to consider and reflect. And I really took it on. And it led me to write Quiet Works, not as a wellness book. It could generally and really dramatically help you in your wellness, in your noise management, to have quiet in your life. But generally, people think about quiet as something that they do on a personal level, like off of work. But I'm like, no, what about it? What about at work, for work, quiet preparation? Quiet works for professionals, but people don't do it. And what Drew Brees said is sometimes trying to be great is lonely. And he's exactly right. If you want to prepare to be an elite communicator who speaks with clarity, what you say matters, it makes sense, it's well organized, you speak with brevity, there's an economy to it, you don't talk too much, you say what you need to say, you don't go on and on, that requires preparation before you step on the field. And what he said in that quote is, you know, I can control that. I can control how I prepare. But the question is, do we? And do we want to achieve a higher impact? We need more time alone and quiet. And that's why I would highly recommend you read Quiet Works. Not because I'm trying to sell books, because I'm not. The books are means to an end. And the end is making silence the secret ingredient of the workday. Now, when you look at this, I'm going to walk you through some considerations. I've got 5 questions for you, and I want you to really take these on. And again, if you're new to the podcast, these are new questions. If you've been listening to the podcast before, some of these may be reminders, but I still want you to think about the loneliness of greatness, of excellence. We all want to be at the top of our game, our work as a craft, and we want to do it well, whether we drive a bus, we're a lawyer, we're a doctor, we're a military specialist, we're an intel analyst, we are a commercial loan officer, we're private equity, whatever we do, we want to do it well. We want to do it really well, and there's a loneliness to that. It's time alone to do that, in quiet, without distractions. I had a conversation recently with a person I admire. We were talking about my business, and this person was looking at my business up close and very successful, very, very financially successful, professionally successful, high achiever, you know, impressive resume, impressive person, and just readily admitted, like, yeah, I don't really do quiet. And I thought, how sad that you would just admit like that. Like, if you, like Drew Brees, want to really have an impact in your field. I mean, he's there preparing every day and studying film and analyzing, and is doing it alone. There's a loneliness to that. But this person readily admitted, like, yeah, I don't really do that. And I'm like, well, what do you do? How much of it is impulsive? How much is deliberate? So here are my 5 questions. Take each one of these to heart. The first question is, when are we alone? You know, when? Do we have appointments for time alone to think? Are we creating set times in our workday? Maybe it's early in the day. Maybe it's late in the day. Maybe it's in the middle of the day. Maybe it's 5 minutes before we have a call. When do we have our alone time? Are we showing up early and prepared or late and scattered? But when do we have time alone on our calendar? My line is quiet as an appointment. It's not a technique. Do we treat it as an appointment? Second question for you is, where are we alone? Where do we go to be alone? I've explored and am actively exploring the redesign of office workspaces called the quiet workplace. And we've built the first one in Southern Pines, North Carolina. And my hope is that we'd open these around the country as learning centers to give people places to go alone without distraction and disruption, these quiet workspaces. But where do we go? Is our commute to work and our drive? Maybe we take the train. Is it time that we have in flights and airplanes? Is it on a walk at lunch? Do we have a home office? Do we find an empty space in our building? Maybe it's a neutral location like a library, or I think hotel lobbies are great for this. You know, find a hotel. And if you walk into a hotel and you look like you stay there, nobody really cares. I don't know if that's like a loitering thing, but let's just, you know, assume that you buy a cup of coffee so you can make it worth their time. Just sit in the lobby of a hotel. So where are we alone? Start thinking about that more. Third question is why do we avoid it? Why do we avoid this quiet time for thinking and reflecting and planning and preparing? Why do we avoid it? Do we carry a badge of busyness? Like this successful person that I was alluding to a few moments ago, you know, he's sort of like wore this badge of busyness, like I'm going, and I'm just constantly, the mindset is like a go mindset. And it's like, I don't really do that. It's like, well, this is so valuable, thinking about decisions that you're making about an investment or choices that you're making about directions that you're going in your life or a conversation that you're going to be having. Are you prepared for that? Have you taken enough time to think about it? To develop a message which is easy to decipher, easy to consume? Or have you just skipped the appointment altogether and we avoid it because we're just too busy? We're constantly consuming and producing noise. The fourth question that I want you to consider is, how can we embrace it? How can we embrace this loneliness of excellence? You know, could we just start small? Maybe it's 15 minutes every day. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's a half hour. In my world, I have at least 60 to 90 minutes a day. And I'm busy. I have a lot of stuff going on. It's so invaluable for me to have this time. When I'm preparing these podcasts, I think about it a lot. I sit down with these brief maps. I write it all out. And I write these questions, my notes. I take time to do that. I'm not perfect. I don't give myself a grade. But I do set an appointment. So I think we can embrace it by maybe starting small and don't give yourself a grade. Just do it. Anything that's worth doing in life is worth doing poorly. This lonely time alone, be bad at it. It's okay. And my last question for you is, what's preventing us from it? Is it the people around us that are noisy, distracting? We kind of find the allure of their disruptions because it makes us break off from doing the hard work. Like this guy was sitting watching game film by himself. Maybe are people stopping that? He could have gone out and, you know, have a beer with some friends. Not that there's anything wrong with doing that. That could have been, but that's if he needs to do that preparation, then maybe people are stopping. Maybe the places we work are stopping us. Maybe just bad habits, old habits, status quo, momentum. I don't work that way. And that's what's preventing us from this time alone to think and quiet. So I want you to think about these. The when we do it, where we do it, why we avoid it, how we can embrace it, and maybe what's preventing us from it. Is this something that's within our reach? Is that if we want to be excellent and excellence matters to us in our communication, in our job performance, in our work, which are all noble things that we have to do well, there's going to be a dimension of loneliness or time alone to do that in a much more deliberate and intentional way. So The way I look at it is we must embrace solitude, this quiet time alone, to show up as the best version of ourselves. Just saying.